Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how much can one win cure what ails you?
Well, we'll find out tonight and this weekend.
I want to talk about a couple of those goals in particular from Saturday. The first one was Riley Funk's second. He gets around the defenseman. He uses that length of that stick in his wingspan, protects the puck, gets around him, goes and scores. Do taller players, guys with that kind of wingspan, do they just have that ability to protect the puck that way, or is that something he's got to work at too?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it matters if you're 5 foot two or 6 foot two. I mean, at the end of the day, I just think that the defenseman right there made a bad read, to be honest with you, and Funker took advantage of it, and he got around him, basically got around him. Yeah, he protected it. Anybody can protect it, but he got around him, and I just think, again, I think he caught him. I think Funker caught the defenseman off guard. The defenseman wasn't moving very quick, and Funker wasn't either. Funker kind of turned it on a little bit, though, and created a little separation, and I think that I just think he caught the defenseman off guard is what I'm getting at.
He is very good at protecting the puck along the wall, and a lot of that is because guys behind him just can't reach the puck because the puck is so far away from him, but how does he use that to his advantage?
Well, he's strong, and that's the thing. He's got good quickness. He's got, like, Funker's got really good north-south speed. He's got good north-south speed, and he can protect the puck, and he's a handful down low.
Any more fitting guy to get you going and out of a funk than him in that building?
Hey, anybody. It doesn't matter. I don't care if he played there or anybody. It doesn't matter. It's just nice to have somebody step up, and he stepped up.
Next one I want to ask you about is Luke Roloff's goal. Adam Flamang flying down the right side wall, just throws the brakes on, and a guy goes flying right past him, opens up a passing lane, boom, it's a goal. Is that more vision on Adam Flamang or more instinct?
Probably a little bit of both. But again, that play, I mean, that was the best goal we've had this year, and by a country mile. But there were so many factors that played into it. We had a great reload that had started. We had a great reload by Tory Lund, and his reload created an early dump. So it starts with a reload, getting above the puck. Then it goes to it goes deep, and Rolly started it off. He bumps it to we got a good wall bump to Issa. Issa then gets the puck up, and I think it might have been to Pans. I'm just trying to think out loud either, but on the wall. And then we've been working on our indirection, and there was a great slash. We went working on our slashes on our breakout, which is a great slash by, to the wall with our middle winger by Flammer. And then we got the indirect, and he catches it in stride. And then, obviously, once he caught the puck in stride, he created a little gap and separation for himself. And then coming on the wing, you're looking for somebody on the net drive, and it just happened to be the defenseman. A lot of times it's going to be a forward. But Rolly started the breakout, then went to the weak side dot lane, and again he recognized what was going on, and it was a beautiful goal from a coaching standpoint because there were so many things that we hit on that particular play.
I asked Luke earlier this week when the last time he scored a goal right outside the blue paint. He goes, probably as a kid when I was playing forward.
Oh, for sure.
That's not a common play for a defenseman. That's good instincts. He, like you said, he started the play, and if he doesn't finish it, nothing else that happened in between there matters, right?
Yeah, and there was just, again, I want to echo what I said earlier. There were so many other things that happened in a good, positive way that we work on, we talk about, we show on video, and it all kind of came together and we scored on it. So that's what's kind of rewarding in itself.
You mentioned Issa Parekh there. I want to kind of circle back to Riley Funk, the length of his stick. I think Issa Parekh might have the longest stick of any guy who's not a real tall player that I've ever seen. How do some guys handle that length of a stick and use it to their advantage?
Yeah, everybody's just got their own little, their little quirks, if you might say, Schultz. And, everybody's a little different is all I'm getting at. So, again, I couldn't tell you why, and I don't get into it. And those guys know what they like and why they like it.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner of our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, I want to spend a little time talking about A.J. McCauley. Was in the lineup both games last weekend. He'll be in the lineup again tonight. I'll admit I don't know him all that well, but what I do know of him, guys in that locker room love having him in that locker room. He is a great human being. How does a locker room thrive off of really, really good people?
Well, he's just high character and hasn't been easy for him. And he's, we gave him some bad news last spring, and he's just, he took it, he understood it, and he's persevered.
I'm not going to say he's the next coming of, the greatest defenseman on the planet from last week, but it seemed to me every time the puck came to him, he moved the puck north in a hurry. How important is that of just being simple, making a play.
Really, it's right. It's really effective. I mean, that's what you want to see with your defenseman, to be honest with you.
On to Ferris State. New coaching staff in the last year or so. They brought a lot of their guys with them, from upstate New York. It's a team that I don't know a whole heck of a lot about. They didn't keep a whole lot of guys from that roster. What kind of a team are they?
I don't know much about them either, Schultz, other than watching a little bit on video this past week. I mean, we haven't played them prior. And, again, I'm going to say the same thing I said on Tuesday at the press conference. We've had, we're really worried about us right now, and it's the truth. It's all about Bemidji State right now and how we're playing and what we're doing. And, yeah, we're watching them a little bit, but I can't tell you, the optics, and I can't tell you specifically a lot of things about them either, Schultze.
How rare is that this late into the season to be so focused on yourself?
Well, if you have to when you have a 6-game losing streak, is what I'm getting at. That's what it is, and we're work in progress right now. And you don't want to be work in progress this late in the year, but we are, and that's what we've been working on, and that's what the most important ingredient is right now.
It seems very odd to me, and I know that making a schedule is so many moving pieces. But it seems really odd to me that you get two teams that you only play twice, and you get them this week and next week.